They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Doug Duda, along with the Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our engineer and producer, Derek Stinson. We have got a jam-packed show today. We got baseball to talk about after one of the most exciting games in recent history. I'm calling it a playoff game because that's what it was. Minnesota advances on, and then they have to play the Yankees today. Special treat for the daddy. Brian Dunsing gets the start, the former Husker. Coach Mike Anderson will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning to talk about Dunsing and Jabba Chamberlain. He's going to join us just after the bottom of the hour. If everything goes right, we're going to talk soccer. With our
weekly, little things you do. I'm starting to get emotional.
In 5 minutes, I give you a gift, and then I give you another gift. I know. So, we're going to talk UNK soccer, Loper Link, start things off. Then Bob Jetson, Huskerland, preps some great high school football in the wacky world that is Class A right now. We'll talk about that. Then Mike Anderson's going to join us. Then the tackle cancer is going on up at Kearney High, and Kearney High volleyball last night wearing the pink uniforms. It's kind of an incredible... Once we get into this, what some high school gals and guys are doing up at Kearney High. They've raised over $15,000 on their own. This wasn't a school, you know, this wasn't like, hey, why don't we start up and do this? And no, this was a group of student up at Kearney High putting together this tackle cancer promotion, and it all culminates tomorrow in the football game with Elkhorn, so we'll talk about that in the last segment of the show today. So everything okay?
I'm like Twitter baited or something. I'm really excited.
As long as you're excited. Hey, let's start the show off today with our weekly Loper Link brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com. And today we talk with UNK assistant soccer coach Abby Penas, who has some injured players on her team. Maybe we could get some more players and help you out, Coach. Hey, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the obvious here, an opening night win against Wayne. It's been a rocky road as far as wins and losses since then. I think we all knew that this wasn't going to be a 13-2 team at the end of the season. So what's been some of the big challenges in this first season as far as getting this group of girls together?
You know, everybody's new. You don't have freshmen, sophomores, junior, senior. Everybody's new, whether they're 18 years old coming out of high school or they've been in college for a few years now. The program's new to everybody. They're getting used to each other. And like any other team across the nation, you have your injuries. You have your players that are becoming sick. So you're having to fill those maybe starting positions where right now we have three starting Kearney girls that aren't starting for us anymore. So we're looking to our bench to have people step up for us right now.
You mentioned the injuries. This has been a bug that bit almost at the start of the year, but it's not like you've gotten a couple back here. It just seems to be piling on top of one another.
Yeah, and they're not just the minor, oh, I sprained an ankle type thing. You know, they're knee injuries that are causing them to be out for 4 to 6 weeks, which essentially that's very crucial in a soccer season because you get 8 weeks before you're finally getting to your, you know, playoff games and stuff.
Abby Penas is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of 1-0, 3-2. There have been some 3-1, 3-2 games. It's not like there's been a lot of lopsided. There's been a couple of those out there against some of the powers of the RMAC. Coach Munch told us at the beginning of the year that that would probably be the style that you guys played. Keep it close if you could and then try and find that opportunity. You guys haven't had a lot of scoring opportunities. Is it coming along in that aspect?
You know, we struggle. Like I said, you know, a few of our players that are starting are out now. So we've actually moved our, you know, scorer Morgan Abbert, she's back at defense for us now. So we've had to really switch a lot of people around. And like I said, there's players that maybe aren't necessarily forwards for us that are stepping up to have to fill that position. So, you know, I think it's becoming more difficult for us to score as we become, you know, our bench depth is becoming less and less. So, you know, I'm proud of the girls for keeping them, you know, to a 1-2, you know, goal scoring game. But, you know, we had a rough week in this past week and played, you know, two of the top teams in our conference, Regis and Metro. And, you know, we took a beating, but, you know, we're going to bounce back. I think the game tomorrow against Adams States, you know, is a winnable game.
Abby, I guess when Coach Munch talked at the beginning of this program, he'd like to keep the talent level around here. Obviously, you'd like to get the local girls to play. Community supports the local girls. You get more fans there, et cetera. Is that starting to maybe say, well, we need to go further and our outreach needs to be greater at finding talent to compete at the Division II level?
You know, I don't think you necessarily have to go, you know, out of the state or even Kearney to find the girls. I think, you know, they're there if you look. But, you know, like I said, three of our starters are Kearney girls, you know, and I think they are very talented. But, yeah, I mean, I think you definitely will have to look outside of, you know, Nebraska and Kearney alone to find more talent. But I don't think you're tied down to having to stick around here. But, you know, I think, you know, you'll find them here and there.
Abby, through all of this, Morgan's name has been the one that keeps coming up as kind of the poster gal of the soccer team. Who else has been emerging or has made some nice strides, if there's a couple gals out there that have done that for you?
I think Talisha, when she started out, you know, like I said, she's injured. She was scoring goals for us up top as well. I think, you know, Sarah Chapman does well for us. Holly, she's out from California. She's doing well for us. And definitely Maggie. Maggie's from Omaha. She does well in the midfield for us. So, yeah, we have our few that are doing well. But like I said, you know, we have so many injuries right now that everybody's having to step up for us right now. And I'm real happy with that. So,
Abby, where do the facilities rank when you guys go on the road to comparatively?
I don't think we've come across too bad of ones. The only issue we come across is the tall grass. You know, I'm trying to think if we've actually come across any turf outside of our facility. I think most of them are grass.
Abby Penhouse is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our weekly Loper Link. Talk a little UNK women's soccer. Morale of the team going through all this. I know they would really love to get a win here at home this weekend, and that would probably boost them up. But injuries and trying to get used to the new system and not getting a win here for a little while, what's the morale like right now?
You know, they're still coming to practice. They're still working hard, you know. I can't say that the morale's too high being 1-10-1, but, you know, I think they realize there are games to win out there. And like Adams State, they're definitely a winnable game. And we told them yesterday, you know, we have things that we need to get done. And we had a 5:30 in the morning practice yesterday. So
that doesn't do anything for morale. Yeah. I can tell that doesn't do anything for morale.
I just wouldn't have went to bed.
No, it was one of the best practices we've had all season, if you can believe that or not.
Well, evidently nothing to, I guess, sway the day at 5:30 in the morning. You've being a student athlete, now being on the coaching side of things, tougher from the coaching aspect when you're trying to get things, or is it tougher when you were trying to learn and now that you're a coach? I guess kind of compare the two.
I think I know what it's like to be in their shoes, where you're having to step up and fill other people's roles. You have school obligations. You have meetings to attend. You know, I know they're all tired at this point. From a coaching standpoint, I just keep on them. You know, I'm trying to be positive to them. And, you know, it's hard because I'm only a couple years older than some of those girls. So it's like I'm in a friend role as where, you know, and I'm having to divide that line and be a coach still at the same time. So,
Abby, obviously, were you playing at the University of Nebraska? Talk a little bit about your experiences maybe you take from that and bring here and tell these girls. Is there a major difference?
You know, I tell them that despite the skill level that everyone has, you know, Nebraska is a very talented team, and they bring in a lot of skill. I just tell them that I think we can do a lot if we put the hard work in and have the right mentality to work hard. And I think just pressuring teams and running our butts off, I think that will get us very far in a game and and produce some wins for us. And, you know, we just lost to Regis 10-0 this past weekend, and we played them at home, and they worked so hard at that game. We ended up coming out with a tie against them. So I'm happy with that.
And kind of using that tie, have you been in contact with the Nebraska coaches? I mean, there's always a pipeline there. Well, this kid may not be Division I, but maybe she can go play somewhere else in the state of Nebraska. Has that line of communication already been opened up a little?
Before the season, you know, I would talk to John Walker about some things on, you know, coaching-wise, because, you know, I'm not familiar with the coaching scene. I did coach at senior high as an assistant for the high school team for 2 years, but, you know, I don't have a lot of years behind me as a coach, whereas I do as a player. I know when I went to their camp and helped out with the Husker camp, I did, you know, he did make it a point to the staff to say, hey, if there's any girls that, you know, wouldn't be here at the Division I level, but to have the talent for Division II, let Abby know so she can talk to the girls. So, yeah.
When the girls from Kearney find out you're from Grand Island, do they want to fight?
Yeah, they've tried to throw down a few times, but, you know, I just had to keep it professional with them.
and of course, a big weekend going on here for UNK soccer. They're going to be welcoming in Adams State tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and then Colorado Mines coming up on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. A lot of Sunday games in the RMAC as far as that goes. Then just one more weekend in a couple of weekends, Metro and Mesa come in. So we're heading to that second half of the season. And as I said, Abby, a chance to hopefully maybe pick up a win this weekend. Thanks for coming in. And take care of that whack job over at the NAIA, would you?
Yes, thank you.
Abby Penas joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you our Loper Link every Wednesday by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. Open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by or check them out on the web at thecollegestore.com. Hey, Derek, are you feeling in a good mood today? Let's get them through.
Let's do it.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Like usual.
I'm here.
So if we had to wait for you to be in a good mood, we'd have to do one show a month, I suppose.
I'm mailing it in.
Let's give away a four-pack of tickets to UNK soccer. You can pick any home game remaining on the schedule. We've got a four-pack of tickets to UNK women's soccer this Thursday, this Sunday, the 23rd and the 25th of the other home games. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll take a break and come back with Bob Jensen and our Huskerland Prep Report right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Find yourself sitting on the couch playing the same video games or watching the same TV shows over and over? Get up, get moving, and get to the Hastings YMCA. It's the place to be for Hastings students. Water slides, rock wall, jump shots, adventure challenge, and more, the YMCA has it all. Even memberships just for youth. Don't miss our youth events this fall, monthly middle school dances, our Halloween party, and Halloween overnighter. For dates and more info, check us out at hastingsymca.net.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
How can you possibly expect to attract customers to your business if you don't know why your current customers do business with you? At Marketing Firepower, we specialize in finding the real reasons. That information can be used to attract more customers. It's really that simple. I'm Van Coker, Vice President of Marketing Firepower, and we can help you get more customers. For free information, visit marketingfirepower.info.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today as we head up to about 74 for a high. Southwest winds turn gusty at 12 to 25. We'll then see increasing clouds tonight and a slight chance for showers at a low at 41. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 50.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have Abby Penyas join us. Saying actually it was the most enjoyable 15 minutes she'd had with a media celebrity in quite some time. Of course, she's engaged to our good friend Jason Danley over there. It's College Fans Network. Their game of the week this week is Hastings College taking on Morningside, a top 20 matchup, so he doesn't have to leave the country this week. And, of course, we've had Jason on the program again, and maybe he will again if he, you know, stays in our good graces. But tomorrow, Morningside defensive coordinator Jay Christensen, who used to be an assistant coach at UNK, will be among our guests tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A double dip of the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. We'll talk about it after we congratulate Derek from Minden. He is the winner of the UNK, or from Grand Island, excuse me. He is the winner of the UNK soccer tickets today. So four soccer tickets going to Derek, and best of luck of four games. You can pick anyone you want to go to, so have fun at UNK soccer. Daddy, two Doug and Daddy shows tomorrow. Big 12 Conference is starting. We're going to be live at Cunningham's from 4 until 6 on Thursday. It's going to be 98% Husker talk and a little baseball.
A little bit.
So 4 to 6 tomorrow from Cunningham's, 2 hours, Doug and Daddy show. We're going to have some of our old friends joining us on the program. Steve Sipple is going to talk to us live. We're going to have a couple of people live from Columbia joining us on the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow.
That's what it's looking like. Looking forward to that. Yes, we are.
We have the Diarmond boys tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Mike and Gabe.
Gabe on the regular show tomorrow at 11. Mike, his father, who both, they rib Nebraska, but they also defend Missouri from PowerMizzou.com, and we'll be talking with him on the late portion of the show tomorrow.
They can make you boil at times.
Yes, yes. For fans that are our age, they're the Woody Pages of Missouri football, but they're also fun to talk to. So that's what's coming up tomorrow on the show. So two shows, but Derek, lots of emails flying in. Bo Pelini, Roy Helu, Jacob Hickman, Ben Cotton, all out of practice yesterday. The big rumor was the flu bug has hit the Nebraska football team. Bo Pelini said that no, that's not the problem. But what has happened this morning?
According to Bo Pelini's Twitter page, now I'm not a big Twitterer, but I did track this down this morning. Quote on Bo Pelini's Twitter page, got the flu, so I am going to sit this one out along with a bunch of other guys. That from Bo Pelini.
I think a little walk through this morning, then they fly out this afternoon. So Bo Pelini has the flu. Not good, folks, especially if they're going to get in a plane and fly to Columbia at 2:30 this afternoon. You got to wonder if Coach will even be on that plane for tomorrow's 8 o'clock game. Hopefully it works out. The volleyball I did last night, Minden had four of their top 10 girls out. They had 110 kids, kindergarten through 12th, not in school yesterday because of the flu and a variety of sicknesses. I thought we'd went through this. Evidently we haven't. I'm hearing it's hitting again. The one thing, and we'll talk about it in a moment with Bob Jensen, maybe all those results that you see from a volleyball and football standpoint are not going to be the best on the best. You might see somebody pull an upset. You just don't know when you look at just a score. If your top player, your top two players, your top three players, half your team's out, you just never know. So that is going to be part of the effect here, Tony, at least this week, and you hope it clears up. Usually, as far as a school, it may stick around for 3 weeks in the area, but usually it hits one school for about a week and clears out, and then somebody else gets it. So, and in athletics, well, they're swapping sweat. There's no doubt about it, and that's how I guess that stuff spreads. Are you okay?
Yeah, where are we going this Friday?
Minden.
Great.
Yeah.
Love to go to the community.
Dig up the surgical masks, huh?
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Doug and Daddy Show, and we are pleased, as always, on this Wednesday to be joined by Bob Jensen. Bob, are you okay? How's the flu in Central City today?
That's not the flu. Here's the deal. Yanking your chain. He's fine. He's just playing with everybody.
Yeah, I love Twitter.
He's fine.
Twitter, what are they doing? Well, Robert.
I am petting my dog. I am now done petting my dog. Really? I mean, that's exciting.
I don't know where to go after that. I'm happy for you. Bob, the biggest, let's talk football. Because
let's do that.
All we do when we get off on the tangent is just, I hear things. Robert, there were some upsets as always last week. None bigger than the one in our backyard in eight-man ball. Anytime a number one goes down, that's the big upset. Silver Lake defeats Axtell, and even Silver Lake's coach Greg Iverson has been sick most of the week. Your thoughts on that game and some other big upsets from last Friday?
Well, I think that the main thing about the more you hear about that game at Axtell, I mean, there's five turnovers. You know, that's a two-sided coin. One of them that's bad on Axtell, that's good on Silver Lake to take advantage of and maybe force them in the process. Silver Lake's, you know, played well this year. It isn't like Silver Lake was 0-for and all of a sudden just rose up and beat Axtell. That's a good win for them. You know, I think people remember that Axtell was not a world beater last year until playoff time. You know, they're actually ahead of schedule. They'll be fine. But D1 is in a bit of turmoil, and you talk about sickness and injury and whatnot and the best playing the best and whatnot. Well, the most significant, and you know, no offense to this game, the most significant scorer so far this year in D1 was Howell's getting beat by Bancroft. And that was a result of their quarterback being hurt. Now, he wasn't, like, season-ending hurt. He's back and everything's fine. Howell's will rise up, but, you know, Bancroft turned around and shut out Clarkson 56-0. And so, you know, there's a lot of teams now that probably feel like they got a better chance of maybe winning D1 than they did, say, a couple weeks ago before both Howell's and Axtell got beat.
Bob, a couple teams win. Fremont wins, which is amazing. They get off the snide, and then Lexington finds a way somehow without Tinglehoff to win against Sydney.
Yeah, that's true. You know, as far as Fremont goes, Tony, Fremont's played an unbelievable schedule. They've played just a killer schedule, and they've been actually pretty competitive with a lot of people. You know, they played Southeast within a touchdown. You know, they played Norfolk within a touchdown. You know, they played Papillion reasonably good. Yeah, it isn't like they were getting blown out every week. It's lightning in a bottle to a degree, but a certain bit of respect needs to be paid to Fremont here too. This isn't all on Grand Island. I think Fremont deserves some credit for it. And as far as Lexington goes, you know, Lexington's got its football program back. You know, no one player, or almost never, does one player make a program. And there's more people that play football at Lexington than just Tyler Tinglehoff, great as he was. And the kids really rose up. And, of course, they've got a tremendous opportunity this week with McCook coming to town. So we'll see what happens. But, you just got to give credit to the whole program. And how it's managed to be successful this year.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joins us every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a question for him, email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob, touching on Fremont, Class A just continues to, you know, pick one out of the hat every week. There's been no real constant except that it's been inconsistent so far this season.
Yeah, as close as you're going to get is Millard South. They are undefeated. I think they're also giving up about 40 points a game, but they are undefeated. So they've managed to keep their nose clean. But the rest of them, you're right. You can just throw them in a hat. Just about the time it looks like somebody has proven themselves, like they're ready to make that next step. And the first thing I think of is Norfolk. I mean, I think people are always a little curious how teams outside of Lincoln and Omaha are going to fare when they play with the big boys. And it looked like, you know, Norfolk had beaten two number two teams. Norfolk looks like it's ready to kind of take off, and then it just lays an absolute egg against Lincoln Southwest. And as far as what happened in, you know, in Omaha the other night, you know, with Southeast finding a way in the last seconds to beat Elkhorn, that was a pretty substantial win. And to me, it kind of redid the order of actually the whole class, because Southeast had looked so very good the first four games of the season. Got beat. They were a little short-handed injury-wise, and then came back and beat Elkhorn. And to me, Southeast is right there with anybody. And then you just kind of go from there.
Okay, Bob. Undoubtedly, the biggest game in our area: Pitt-Sicarne Bearcats against Elkhorn. Without turnovers, can Kearney stay in this ball game?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think this is one of those deals where Tony, when I look at this game. You look at the quality of the schedule that Kearney has played to this point in the season. They've played some really good football teams, and they've played a lot of really good football. It's going to come down to what do you do with the Elkhorn run game? I mean, those guys, they've got a couple of really outstanding backs in Dane Ackles and then Trevor Roach. Big, strong kids. They like to come right at you. I personally think that might be the kind of game that Kearney like to get into, because I think Kearney's defense is always tough, and I think Kearney, would be well served to get into a game where if they could just take the passing game out of it and just kind of go toe to toe. I would like Kearney's chances. I think this has got the makings of a four quarter game that's going to come down to the end. And you mentioned turnovers, and nobody can predict turnovers, but Kearney's right there. There's no reason that Kearney cannot win this game.
We are talking with Bob Jensen here on Huskerland Prep Report. You can check out his newspaper every week. Go to the website, updated all the time. Great information when it comes to high school football. A couple of other districts right here in our backyard, 1-11-man, 1-8-man. The district that includes North Platte, St. Pat's, Cambridge, Elm Creek, Kearney Catholic already seems to be a jumbled mess. Elm Creek and Southwest will battle here. Elm Creek still has Kearney Catholic and Cambridge to play. This one looks like it's even tougher to get a win in than it was last year.
Yeah, it has really shaped up to be great. And actually, I did an interview here just a couple hours ago with a kid by the name of Justin Malik. And Justin Malik is the man at Southwest. I don't know what that means, but he's the man at Southwest. And this kid's like a 180-pound junior. And what they did, they did like a lot of people have done. Waverly did this. Waverly went away from that wishbone, which has been their calling card since Coach Mike Johnson took over there. They're playing some spread because they got Tyler Evans. Well, the Husker recruit. So it's the same thing here. Southwest has introduced some elements of the spread, and this Malik kid just absolutely got off last week. 153 yards and a couple touchdowns. One of them, I think, was 60-some yards. He returned a punt for a touchdown. He returned a kickoff for a touchdown. He threw for a touchdown. And he did all this against our friends at Kearney Catholic. So those folks got a real good look at one of the really unsung, really good players in C2. But when I asked Justin, I said, well, what do you got to do to beat Elm Creek? And he had two words: Derek Foster. And I assume what he meant by that was stop Derek Foster. Okay, that's what it's going to come down to. I think that will be a really entertaining game with a lot of big plays. Those are both good enough teams, but when you got the kind of athletes holding the ball that both of these teams have, things are going to percolate. St. Pat's that got a huge win last week against Cambridge, a team that I think most people would agree looked like was really rounded into form, and then St. Pat's stuffed them. And of course, St. Pat's only black eye is that it lost to Elm Creek. So it's right now Elm Creek's in the driver's seat. It's just a matter of they can kind of play the string out. And Friday, 3 weeks ago, you look at that game and you think, throwaway. Well, maybe not a throwaway. Maybe this game is going to be more, almost undoubtedly be more interesting than it looked 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Bob, by the way, it means you're a hit with the ladies. if you're the man at Southwest.
Well, I don't doubt that. And, you know, I mean, and who wouldn't want their pick of the litter down at Bartley?
The old Bombers, the Bartley Bombers. Bob Jensen with us for just another minute. A couple more games to touch on this week, Bob. The Battle of Hastings, now that they're both in B, the second time around, Hastings High at Adams Central. Hastings not only won last week, they did it in a big way, but Adams Central is continuing to roll. Can Hastings hang around in this game?
Hang around? I think they can do that. I think they can do it. I mean, look, Adams Central's got the better team. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that part out. But again,
well, that's
you go
why
back
I asked you.
Well, okay, all right. Maybe it does. I get confused with questions like that. Here's the thing: Adams Central looks like they're the better team, but man, Hastings has played a bunch of really good teams, and they've been pretty competitive. You know, the York game's the first time they're ever able to actually put any real points on the board. I think the most points they'd scored in a game before last week was like 10. And so, you know, their defense is on the field an awful lot, and they've held up. They've played really good football. But, you know, you've got to be able to generate some offense. And I don't know that Hastings wants to get in a position where they're going to have to put together a whole bunch of 80-yard drives to beat Adams Central. But if they could somehow force some turnovers and maybe get a couple short fields and maybe get a lead, maybe they could make it interesting. And, of course, there'll be just it'll be incredibly intense regardless of the score because of the dynamics in play here. But it's a game that I personally am glad gets played. You know, I think most people would wish both of them were undefeated and all that sort of thing. But it's a great game to have played, and I know that there'll be a lot of pride on the line, and you know that you'll get the best effort from both teams.
Bob, we'll let you get out of here with this because, again, and this is just the balance of power, I guess, this year. I've got about 25 football games that we pick from or have a chance to pick from for our games of the week to do on the radio. And there's three or four that on paper look pretty good. There's about 20 of them that looks like if Vegas was putting a spread on them, they'd be 21 or more. So let's go outside the area. What's the top two games outside of Central Nebraska this Friday night?
Well, one that I am really fascinated by is in D1 and our friends in Palmer. And I know we got the Glouse boys listening in, so I'm going to tell you this. It's Palmer and Shelby. Somebody has these guys ranked number 1 and 2 in the country.
Hello.
Or in the state. And, you know, that's a nice guess on Stu's part. But the thing is, I don't know that Shelby can stay with Palmer. Palmer's on a mission. You know, last year they were young, well, relatively young. They started a bunch of juniors. They had a little injury problem here and there. And they're all a year older. And they're not only are they more experienced, they're a little angry. I was actually in Palmer the other day, had a visit with Riley Stanton, who is one of my personal favorite players in the state. That kid's just an excellent football player. Big Jack Wardee and then Tyler Wickman, the quarterback. And, you know, they're on the road to redemption. You know, they lost to three teams last year, Burwell, Giltner, Shelby. They have dispatched the first two, and now they get a shot at Shelby on the road. I think Palmer could get loose on Shelby a little bit. I know that that's supposed to be a dead-even game. I think Palmer's played a lot better schedule, and I think that when it's all over, they're going to do just fine. And then, I don't know, another game that is way out west, and it's going to be under the radar because it is, Gordon Rushville and Shadron play. And if you want to connect the dots on this one, where you go back to, the baseline is Gehring. People, a couple weeks ago, Shadron and Gehring go four overtimes. Shadron finally wins, and you think, well, how good is Shadron? Because Gehring's, kind of been a middling team. You don't know really what you got. Well, then you turn around and see that Gehring here a couple weeks later is 5-1. They beat McCook on the road. And, they're a legitimate top 10 team in Class B and maybe better than that. You know, we'll know more as we go along. Shadron handled them. Gordon, on the other hand, has not played anywhere near that sort of schedule, but they are undefeated. Their defense has given up 4 points a game, and they've got this kid, a quarterback by the name of Chris Conroy. And Chris Conroy is a really good football player, and he's certainly somebody to build your offense around. The coach at Gordon Rushville is a kid by the name of, he's a young guy named Kevin Stein, who went to school at Shadron. This is a red letter game for him and his school. Can Gordon win that game? Anybody can win any game. I don't expect them to, but it's another measuring stick game in C1. And so that's how I see that.
Well, Robert, we got to get rolling here. We look forward to your chats every week. Enjoy the football on Friday, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of funny you were talking there about the flu. How many times during my career, especially late in the season, when I find myself sneezing on the food of the starters at lunch, just hoping any of that would stick to the point where maybe I'd get my shot. I mean, you get to be a senior, boys, you get desperate.
We'll pass that along, Robert. Thanks for the tip. Take care,
absolutely,
buddy. Bob Jensen, Husky Lad Prep Report. He joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The flu running around rampant, folks. Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach, going to talk about a couple former Huskers, Brian Dunsing and Jabba Chamberlain, facing off Twins-Yankees in the playoffs after this.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd for Vizio once again. The most impressive thing about America's number one flat panel HD TV company and number one LCD HTV company isn't their one-year in-home service warranty. Oh, that's impressive. But it's the fact you're getting high-quality HD TVs at an affordable price. Vizio, where vision meets value. They're bringing high-quality TVs to you at an affordable price. LaDainian Tomlinson, he knows vision and clarity. He's now an endorser. Don't forget Vizio, where vision meets value.
Johnson, what is going on here?
Hey, boss.
Having a cubicle barbecue. You want anything?
Yeah.
I want you to get back to work. It is Friday, and you got a grill in your cubicle. What is wrong with you?
Well, ever since I started going to Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless wings are specially priced all day, my weekends now start on Thursdays, which makes today the first full day of the weekend. Holla!
Yeah!
Can you believe we used to work on Fridays?
Weekends start on Thursdays with specially priced boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Access to accurate, up-to-date market information is critical in today's highly volatile environment. For concise grain and livestock commentary, cash grain bids sorted by zip code, price quotes on more than 50 commodities, and custom charting, check us out at the web at goagwest.com. The site has several unique features, and you're going to like what you see at goagwest.com.
You gotta goagwest.com. Goagwest.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today as we head up to about 74 for a high. Southwest winds turn gusty at 12 to 25. We'll then see increasing clouds tonight and a slight chance for showers at a low at 41. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Doug and Daddy's show on this Wednesday edition. Glad to have you along with us on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, two Doug and Daddy shows, our regular 11 to 12. Then we'll be at Cunningham's from 4 to 6, previewing the Big 12 opener with Missouri. Be sure to come down and see Mike and the gang for great drink specials and all the great HD televisions, whether it's right there, main floor Cunningham's, up top in the loft where Daddy likes to hang out from time to time. Probably a little too cool to be outside tomorrow night, although, not always. Last night looked like it was okay. Tonight probably be the last good night. A little windy, but it's okay to be outside in the
courtyard.
They
try a little bit of those heaters on back there. You'll be fine.
You know, misters, then heaters. Heaters, then misters. It was okay.
Dynamite.
But anyway,
boom.
Cunningham's. We'll be there tomorrow from 4 to 6 with the Doug and Daddy Show. Stop on in and check out all of the football action that's going to be going on with the Huskers and Missouri. 8 o'clock airtime, about an 8:10 kickoff. And again, Bo Pelini has the flu today. Should we be concerned?
I think if you're not concerned, yeah, I think it makes everybody a little bit nervous. How many players are going to be gone? Jacob Hickman goes down. I guess Caputo's the backup center, but a lot more shotgun. You know, that scares the begongos out of everybody. Halu with the flu. That's not good. A lot more Rex Burkhead.
What would you do if Halu had the flu? Would you be blue?
I would, too.
Yeah. Wow, well, look at you step in and chime in. Great, great job, Daddy. Great
if I were
job.
A cow, I would moo.
Oh, good Lord. Okay,
but I might cry boo-hoo.
Okay, all right. That's great. Doug and Daddy Show, all you have to do is fire off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper on the bricks of downtown Kearney Center. They'll get you going right before it gets too cold out there. Well, it's a battle of former Huskers in one of the American League playoff series as Brian Dunsing's Minnesota Twins take on Jabba Chamberlain's New York Yankees in a best-of-five series beginning tonight at Yankee Stadium. You'll hear the game right here on ESPN. All three games today, Rockies, Phillies, pregame at 1 o'clock, followed by the Yankees and the Twins, first pitch around 5, and then it is the Cardinals finishing things off tonight at the Dodgers. And we are pleased to welcome in the head coach of the Nebraska baseball team, Mike Anderson, joins us again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, great to catch up with you here in the off season.
Well, thanks. We're kind of in the middle of things, and just by the excitement of your voice, I think we're just as excited by watching the playoffs and having some of our kids in. It's pretty nice.
Well, Mike, before we get to the playoffs, I want to go back to the 13th-ranked recruiting class in all the land. Of all the bad luck Nebraska baseball has had the last 3 years, did you finally get an ounce of good luck?
We did from the recruiting side. You know, that's the we got kind of hit in the teeth a few times, recruiting side, you know, in the draft. But we survived it on the field for a couple of years, and last year we didn't. You know, 19 kids in the 2 years hurt us, but the 13th ranked class is exactly that. We feel so good about the kids, and you know, there's so many things. I'll tell you this: I've learned something the last 3 years. I really thought you could control some of that stuff, and you know, last year we really got hit hard on the pitching side of things. This year, we kind of put ourselves in the exact same position, and we got a little bit lucky. And what I found out through that process is that, you know, you're dealing with $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1.5 million, things like that. There's really not much control, and you just have to kind of take what's given to you. Well, this year we're going to take it and love it, and try to take this class to some new heights.
Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're into fall ball right now. They've got the Red-White series coming up, but everybody wants to talk a little bit about the playoff situation. When's the last time you talked to Brian and or Jabba?
Well, I'll tell you this. During this time, I don't try to talk to him much. We text quite a bit, and got a text from the Chamberlain family last night about 11:40 at night. I was sound asleep. Got a chance to text Dunsing this morning, and talked to them this summer and got a chance to see Jabba this summer. I didn't get a chance to see Brian. So, you know, it's fun to follow those guys along with Alex and Darren and the guys that have made it up, but also still follow the minor league guys too. So,
are you surprised, because everybody seems to be surprised about the way Brian has pitched at Minnesota, which is probably a little bit better than he was doing in the minors?
You know, I'm not surprised at all, and I hope that doesn't come across as too cocky, but I'll tell you this. Not surprised in the least. Last year, I really thought he deserved an opportunity to be in the big leagues. He waited his time, and when he did get to the big leagues, he proved it, should be there. I will promise you this, there won't be one kid that has come through our program that I don't have confidence in. Not surprised in the least, and I texted him this morning that flat out said, go get him. You're going to get a win tonight and be an underdog story, and you're going to get the win. So always got to have confidence in him.
Coach, I guess from the other side of things, did you like when they put Jabba, maybe moved him to the bullpen, or do you shake your head and say, I know more than those guys in New York? They should call me.
Well, I guess if you're going to be confident, I might as well be confident too. I think I loved what Jabba was doing for a while, and whatever Jabba rule or movement or different things, you know, if you set that guy in a rotation and you give him an opportunity to, you know, do what some of those other guys are, they know exactly what their set routine is. Well, he got moved around in his routine a little bit, and it does. It starts to affect what you're doing. So sure would be nice to see him as a starter, but whatever role he has, I think it's going to go back to a similar role that he had in the past. Whatever role he has, I guarantee you he's going to help them win.
Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson joins us. Mike, maybe I've just missed this in the past. Do you have a favorite Major League Baseball team?
Yeah, the ones my kids are playing in. And you know, I never grew up with a team because we didn't have the Rockies at that point. And I follow the Rockies more than anybody else. And then my family loves the Yankees. So, you know, those are the two teams I follow the most and then follow my kids. So that's about what I have.
Mike, I believe yesterday's Omaha World Herald had kind of the wrap-up of the year of all the people in minor league baseball come to the state of Nebraska and the University of Nebraska. Are you surprised by the numbers? Because I think you go back 10, 15 years ago, didn't have near that many involved in minor league activity.
No, I'm not. You know, nowadays, who we recruit and why we recruit them, you know, it's kind of a hit and miss, and I'll be honest, it's a little bit risky because the kids that we're recruiting are young men that want to come to Nebraska, play at the collegiate level, and then advance into professional baseball. In order for us to win at the next level, we have to be right on that line, and we have to be right in a position that kids are saying yes or no. They may be going on, and they may be coming here. If we don't, you know, we're going to be a below-level program, and so we have to be at that level. With that being said, we're going to have the opportunity for our kids to be drafted, move on, and advance. And our job is to develop that talent, get them ready for college baseball, win at our level, and hopefully teach them enough while they're here that it helps them at the next level. So I'm not surprised. I think it's not necessarily recruiting philosophy. And I'll tell you this, we're not focused on professional baseball. We're focused on the development of kids in college. But the end result of that is I think they're better prepared when they do go to professional baseball.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get out of here with this. Brian and especially Jabba have seen some of the top collegiate players, collegiate hitters when they were at the University of Nebraska. Now tonight, Dunsing is going to see, he could see Jeter and A-Rod in his first playoff inning that he pitches tonight. If you were going to talk to Brian, what would be some of the words or the advice that you'd give him as he gets ready to take on these Hall of Famers?
Well, hit Jeter right in the middle of the hip and send a message right away, and then go strike out A-Rod. Get him. You know, maybe in the middle of the back, whatever it is. But, you know, those guys have got heart of gold, and they compete in different ways. But they'll be competitive in their own right. And, boy, I'll tell you this, I'm ready to sit down and watch it. It's going to be fun.
I know you want to see him compete, Coach. You don't want to get the kid killed, though.
Hey, Dunsing can throw a good left hook. What the heck?
Hey, Mike, thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. We sure appreciate it, and best of luck with the kids this fall.
Thank you guys very much. Take care.
Take care. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson, Brian Dunsing, gets the start. He was scheduled. If Sunday's game would have been meaningless, he was the starter for the Twins. But they moved it around so that they could hopefully get a win. Then he didn't get the start in the playoff game yesterday. They went with their ace. Now, on this short turnaround, he's got to take on CC Sabathia and the Yankees. And before we get out of here, Daddy and I have to make our World Series predictions as well.
You think Dunsing stuck around and went through the celebration, or you think he was on a plane to New York?
I think he was on the plane with the rest of the team.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take a break. Be back with more talk about the Kearney High Pink Out of Tackling Cancer and the $1 billion that they have already raised right after this.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after you pull my finger.
Let's get out of here, mate. Let's go where the wind flies through our hair and our worries sink to the bottom of the ocean. All you gotta do is think Australian. Come on into Outback Steakhouse, where our menu is filled with mouth-watering dishes, like our signature sirloin, thick and juicy and seared to perfection. Or try it with our tasty grilled shrimp on the barbie, each served with hot fresh bread and our famous sides. With 15 meals under $15 starting at $9.95, you can sail into Outback every day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Troy Polamalu, Bob Bach here from Sports Notes. Can I have a minute?
Hold on, let me take my helmet off.
Oh, my. Troy, your hair.
Well, Bob, since you asked, I use Head & Shoulders. It's for more than just dandruff.
Troy, I wasn't asking about
your hair. In fact, Head & Shoulders does 7 great things for my scalp and hair.
Actually, Troy, I'd really prefer to just talk about the game.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you?
No.
Head & Shoulders, 7 benefits in 1 bottle. Respect the scalp, get the hair. Official shampoo of the NFL.
cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidoki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent train dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidoki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidoki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent train dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidoki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today as we head up to about 74 for a high. Southwest winds turn gusty at 12 to 25. We'll then see increasing clouds tonight and a slight chance for showers at a low at 41. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 50.
I just want to live.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we're wrapping things up on this Wednesday show, but a lot more to talk about. Daddy, I know you're concerned. Nebraska senior Kelsey Griffin, who sat out last year, chosen again as a preseason All-Big 12 selection by the league's coaches. When's basketball start? Like in 5 months? We already got to know about that. We're in between. It could be the last nice day to get out and hit the golf ball outside. Prairie Hills invites you to come out and test your skills at the Prairie Hills Golf Course between Pleasanton and Kearney, and remind you of their hole-in-one contest coming up October 17th and 18th. Each day you'll have two chances to win $10,000. To enter, you must play either the 9 or the 18. $18 with the cart for 9, $25 with the cart for 18. And to be able to participate, there is a $10 per hole in one entry fee for the contest. But the best part, if you play 18 each day, four chances to win the $10,000. And don't forget, there will be a drawing after the two-day event is over for one lucky participant to win a 2010 membership to Prairie Hills Golf Course valued at over $1,000. For more information or to be able to play, please call Prairie Hills. Set up a tee time for their hole-in-one contest coming up October 17th and 18th. We're talking big money, Tony, so we are pleased to welcome into the studio three young ladies, seniors at Kearney High School with a big, big event coming up this week, Tackle Cancer. It's their pink out. You know, I've heard a lot about this. I've heard about this before UNK had their nice event last week, and all the national things have been going on. Hastings College had theirs last night. The volleyball team won. They've got all the pink jerseys going on. But Lauren Andrews, Megan Tinkham, and Caitlin Bailey join us here, and they are raising money, and it's pink everywhere. It's just psychotic.
Well, they're doing a great job, and it's fun to have the girls in. Girls, which one of you came up with this idea?
I did.
Yeah,
Caitlin.
It's pretty much Caitlin.
And you followed North Platte's lead, is that correct? Because they chose to raise $8,400. You got that idea from that and just kind of ran with it.
Yeah, and we always got to beat North Platte, so we want to do better than them.
And already have. Lauren, you tell me that you guys have raised how much already?
We've raised between $12,000 and $13,000. And so we upped our goal to $15,000.
And Megan, tell me how you guys have went about doing this. How are people donating? I know there's shirts involved. Tell me about what people are doing to donate to this cause.
Well, mostly it's just from all the shirts that we've raised. Like, we've sold about 2,000 shirts, I think.
Yeah.
And just, like, a lot of people are donating. And we're going to have, like, pink balloons that we're going to sell at the game Friday, which will probably help out with us, too.
Obviously, people that want to donate to this cause, is there a website? Can they contact one of you? What's the next step?
You can contact Mrs. Redmond at the high school or Dana Welsh at the Cancer Center.
I suppose that you probably don't want to bunch of seniors in high school giving out their cell numbers. So that's probably not an option for creepy old man out there, but that's probably a good
call. Nice job, Letterman. Anyway. Now, who are we? Give that information again one more time, who they can contact.
Okay, you can contact Mrs. Redmond at the high school, and that's Mary Kay Redmond, or Dana Welsh at the Cancer Center.
Number for her, 308-237-4404. That will get you to Mrs. Redmond. You can donate, you can sign up. Otherwise, you girls will be selling T-shirts at the game along with balloons.
Are we getting T-shirts at the game?
Actually, T-shirt sales have already stopped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, they didn't say tent sales had stopped, so, you know, right. We got a chance for you. The volleyball team went out last night, got a real great win over Aurora, and we're all adorned in their pink uniforms.
Yeah.
Can we expect that from the football team Friday night?
Most likely.
I'm putting the onus here on Coach Cool and his staff that we need some special Kearney High pink shirts. If we talk to these guys, we got to get something worked out. We'll get Cool on the show Friday. We'll put him right under the bus and make sure that there's something out there, because he'll just wear that blue and white. What are the other special activities, I guess, gals, that we will see Friday? Is this just kind of the culmination of this whole fundraiser?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And the fact that it was homecoming, so we thought, what a better time to do it than now.
And homecoming, there's just not a whole lot that goes on during the week anymore, is there?
No.
They don't even block the eggs anymore. Why do you pick Elkhorn for homecoming? That's reserve that week for North Platte.
You have no confidence?
Or Grand Island.
You got confidence, but you want something you can think of a little bit elsewhere about. Not just football all week.
Well, they've already beat North Platte down in one aspect, so that's
another aspect.
That's right. Now, where, I guess, whoever wants to address this, where does the money go? Does it stay local? I guess since this is the first year you gals in Kearney High has done this, so where do the proceeds go?
All the money will go to Kearney's Cancer Center, and it's going to go to patients who are having difficulties financially, who are going through treatment, and it's going to go from anything from gas to medications to just everyday needs.
Has this affected any of you or your lives personally, or why was cancer and cancer treatment there's a lot of things I guess you could choose. Why was this the one that you guys chose?
Well, I think all of us know, at least someone that has cancer, and we know it's hard to go through, and so we thought this would be a great opportunity to help those guys out and raise money for them.
Exactly.
Have you guys learned anything during this process that maybe you didn't know about cancer treatment or raising the money and through all this?
Well, it's really time consuming.
What about the support of the community so far? It looks like it's been outstanding.
Yeah, we've had amazing support.
D'Amelico has been really good. They've donated so many T-shirts for us and helped us out with this.
Awesome. Yeah,
Are there some other sponsors or folks that you guys want to thank or give a shout-out to while you're with us today?
Copycat helped us with the color prints.
And just everyone else who's donated, bought a shirt or donated money. We really appreciate your help.
It's awesome.
So if you didn't get a hold of one of the official pink shirts, wear a pink shirt to the ball game, the football game Friday as well. We're going to have the balloons on sale.
Yep.
Again, you can contact them at the high school or the cancer center if you want to donate a little money as well. They're between $12,000 and $13,000. The goal is $15,000, Tony, and you will match all of those funds?
No, but I'd like to be able to.
There is a Powerball drawing tonight.
Yeah, $15,000, I think, a very reasonable goal now, and hopefully by Friday night that goal will be obtained, and you can safely say that.
Yeah. Gals, do you have to get back to class soon, or are we supposed to keep you here for a while?
You can
Wait, what classes are you missing?
I have third block, but no big deal.
We don't have class.
Oh,
there you go. Well, Lauren Andrews, Megan Tinkham, Caitlin Bailey, thanks for coming in. Great job for you and all the folks that have been involved with this. Outstanding job. Again, students, student athletes, this is just one of the great things they do all around. This just happens to be with Kearney High. And best of luck on Friday night. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Derek, we got anything left here?
I don't think so.
Am I done? Am I out of here? Have we given away everything?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's get out of here. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, gals. Thanks,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, girls. Thank you so much.
Hey, we want to thank the gals that we just talked to, as we said, from Kearney High, Tackle Cancer, coming up. It's been going on. It's this Friday.
Let me give that phone number one more time. This is for Mrs. Mary Kay Redmond, 237-4404, if you would like to donate to Kearney High School's Pink Out 2009 Tackle Cancer.
That's coming up, the big football game with Elkhorn on Friday night. Also want to thank Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson for joining us today. Abby Penas, assistant soccer coach at UNK. Also Bob Jensen, our Huskerland prep report. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. Jay Christensen, the defensive coordinator of Morningside's football squad, ranked fifth in the country as they come into Hastings. Plus a special 4-6 show, 2 hours tomorrow afternoon at Cunningham's, getting you ready for Nebraska-Missouri.
Now we certainly hope the Huskers don't have the flu. We hope you don't have the flu, and you can join us tomorrow, 23 hours from now, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.